Sunday Night Football, and with that brings a large crowd, larger than usual. You might say, how? And I will tell you that on these games, more and more people find their way into the stadium
in more
capacity
like
than ever before.
I mean, this is bigger than the AFC Championship. It really is, literally bigger. And I think they hand out less for the big ones because I think it's a more less attainable ticket for a sideline pass. But this is ridiculous.
Sidelines are jam-packed.
We're 20 deep.
And we come back with 50 Cent.
I was fired up for this game. I'd go home now.
Because Zoe and 50 just had a meeting on the sideline here.
And I told
him, wearing a Yankees hat.
That's okay. Well, I mean, you got to represent, right? I mean, if that's what you roll with, that's what you roll with.
Zoe and Curtis, the two of them.
I told him I want to go. 50, I said, I want to go to a candy shop. And he smiled at me. He said, you crazy, man. Don't be tripping on me like that right now. We got a football game.
Yeah.
I said, okay.
Yeah. So that's one celebrity sighting so far here on the sideline.
Yes.
But as I was saying, he's got the Yankee hat on, but members of the Red Sox will be here. They are not within view right now for the stadium, for the people inside the stadium already, but they will make a grand entrance, from what I'm told.
Yeah.
They will make a grand entrance.
So that's what that duck boat's here for?
The south end zone. Oh. If you're looking to the south end zone in the stadium, that is where the Red Sox will emerge from, and they brought their own ride, we'll say.
I hope they didn't drive all the way from Boston. That'd be chilly.
I hope not. That'd be cold and windy on that thing all the way down.
They do have plastic sides, though. You could take them down and button them up.
Let's just keep the trophy safe, okay? Nobody damaging the trophy this time.
Do they bring all four? Or you think they bring just one?
You bring one.
I bet they brought all four.
Nah, you bring one.
They bring all four because there's that back and forth between... There's that uncomfortable back and forth between the Patriots
and
Red Sox.
Friendly rivalry.
Yeah, I guess. Patriots have five. The Red Sox have four.
This place is juiced up.
Yes, it very much is.
Yeah, big time. Big time game.
What have you seen out here on the field pregame warm-up?
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm let down that the tight end isn't playing. I went to this game with the full expectation that Rob Gronkowski would play based on the fact he was at practice on Friday. Now, if they doubled up Thursday and Friday that he missed, I think then that's a scratch. But I just thought it was a maintenance day. Go ahead. Like, we talked about it on our show. Go home, get your head right. And then you come out and you go, because I really didn't see any physical limitations Monday night. And maybe because it's a short week, I don't know. Maybe it's about the long-range plan with this guy, and it's about the pitch count, making sure you have him, more importantly, in Pittsburgh than this. But, you know, no Sonny Michel again. I mean, we're going to see 84 at tailback again. Remains to be seen.
Yeah, that was tough to see him at tailback. What's going on with Gronk? What's up with him mentally? Like, he just sort of seems like he's a little forlorn, a little sad. What's going on with him?
It's almost like, you know, you have too many of those good dinners. You get used to the good dinners. You just want Parcells always used to say, when you get that dog up there and it's chewing on that bone, you got to decide at one point when you're going to get off the porch and go chase some more meat. And when that big dog gets off that porch, guess what? When he gets that meat and brings it back, ain't nobody else getting on that porch because that dog's going to sit there. It's going to eat all day. And that's what he told Max Lane when Pat Harlow's back was hurt, and that was the phasing out of Pat Harlow. And Max stood there and looked at him. I said, I'll tell you what it's about. Okay, But that's it. It's like, I love the player. He's my favorite. I follow 69 guys on Twitter for him only. And I'm going to continue to do that until he's done. And I hope it's not anytime soon.
Okay, but you know what's going to happen from here on out. If he doesn't make some sort of big comeback this season in terms of production, it's going to be talk of retirement for him.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a lot of questions.
He's already talking about retirement when he went off in a playoff run in the Super Bowl. He was unstoppable in Pittsburgh and in the playoffs. Unstoppable.
Huge downer going into a game like this.
Yeah, I mean, that's the data for me, but you come out, you get multiple, and it's up to Josh McDaniels again, you know, to mix things up and attack. They got to score early. You watch that 4:30 game, you watch the Saints and the Rams. It's whichever team gets up quick. And then all of a sudden the Saints got up big on the Rams. And you know that team you get up on is going to come back. So not only do you have to get up on them early, I think you got to get a little bit of a spread, two possessions.
Let me ask you, as a quarterback, why are other quarterbacks so in awe of what Rodgers can do? Why do they stay up to watch him to see what he does?
Because everything's off the back foot and everything's it's not conformed to what you're supposed to do at the position. You're supposed to be five steps directly behind the center, maybe a little slide up in the pocket left. But his ability, and you know, I came out Jeff George's year, and to watch Jeff George just purely throw the football. Now, Jeff George had his arm, and he spun it better than anybody, but it never came together in the head. Rodgers sees it all. He doesn't have any fear. And for a guy, I passed him in the hallway down there. You couldn't tell he's a football player. You really couldn't. Brady, at least, you know, when he walks, has a presence. He's a tall, slender guy, and he sort of commands the room. Aaron Rodgers could slip in the back door of a room, and nobody would know he's in the room. And that's why everybody loves him. Because that it comes together for him. This is great. I live to call these type of games. It feels like a playoff game. It feels like a Super Bowl. Buffalo on Monday night did not feel like a Super Bowl with Derek Anderson. It's on tonight.
If you're the defense for the Patriots, what do you do to contain Aaron Rodgers? Is it similar to what we saw in 2014?
Yeah. I talked to Bill about that in the pregame. He said the scheme has changed, but the different leveling of the crossing, the Jordy Nelson backside slant's not there to bang it on. They'll run picks. They'll run the quick screens. And there will be guys open underneath, and he'll hang on. What you asked about, Chris, what's he do differently? Get outside the pocket. I'm going to hit Davante Adams. I'm going to wait for him to cross and get behind that next safety. I'd play a ton of cover two against him. Cover one, I think they got guys that could go vertical down the side, and I don't think our safeties can get off the hash quick enough to make a play.
Speaking of the safety play, Jimmy Graham, I don't think we really talk much about
him in the pregame show.
How much does he have left? What is he at this point in his career?
I went on Packers pregame with them, and I said, hey, how's Graham look? Because I see him sporadically. Like, he's a receiver. He doesn't block. And when he does block,
it's
not
good.
He never has, but that's what Jimmy Graham is.
Remember when Bill decided to put Aqib Talib on him when he was with the Saints? And he was that good a player, but also, that was also sort of a nod that he's not physical. He's not going to get physical.
He's not physical. He never has been physical, and it's a tough thing to ask guys to do that later in their career. That's a great thing about Gronkowski. Not only do I want him out here for the passing game, I want him out here for his effectiveness in the running game.
But the tight ends, they fade. That's what they do. I mean, it's rare for them to stick around.
You see that cliff with tight ends.
As long as a guy like Tony Gonzalez played. It's crazy that he played as long as he did because, they're not known for having these very lengthy careers. They start to fade. And unfortunately, we might be seeing the start of that with Rob Gronkowski.
That's for sure.
Do you think this means anything to 12 other than let's get another win? The fact that it's Rodgers on the other side, does that motivate him at all?
I think it's the fifth primetime game. And we're home. The place is juiced. You get juiced. I get juiced standing on the sideline. You do. To do that as a player, to come out and you got the special uniforms on. Yeah, Rodgers is there. You don't want that guy to come beat you in your house. But I don't think it motivates you anymore 20 years into it. If he needs that to get it motivated, then, man, maybe it's not going to be the kind of year we thought it is.
All right, so have a great
I expect
call
him
tonight.
To step on his throat. That's what I expect him to do.
Oh, there we go.
How about that?
Yeah, so.
Gouge your eyes out like Whitey. Let's go. Let's go, boys. All right. That's why you hired me.
How do I follow that? Thanks, Zoe. Appreciate your time.
That's a mic drop moment from Zoe.
Yeah, with Bob Soucy.